Hello there, this is Eve. Welcome to the Brow of Justice. I'm going to skip the pleasantries today, get straight to the good stuff. There's a poem that I wrote not too long ago called Marking Time, and it's about the way that we suffer loss in the intensive care unit. 38 years old, 8 hours after emergency open heart surgery, back from the OR for a second time. 12 hours until dawn, 120 over 55, 112, 16, 93%. A heartbeat is comprised of parts forming a series of numbers that define stability within this intensive space. 70 over 33, 175, 16, 80%, 30 seconds, 50 over 20, 200, zero. Two halves for two hands, one on top of the other. Two brothers to stand attention as the thing unfolds, stopping and starting, pushing hard, pushing fast. Two cycles of 30 to measure breaths between rounds. Two pads delivering 200 joules to one chest. Three specialists in one room. One surgeon, five nurses, a single heart. Two hands over two halves, the sternum, a spring of bone and steel. Eight wires snug, looped, palpable under pressure, the edge between. The careful pressure, an inch and a half down and back up and then down again. At least a solid 100 times in 60 seconds. Two hands belonging to one nurse, one patient in two halves. One daughter in the waiting room, she's 12 years old. A series of numbers, the way we mark time in this infinite space. 200 mics of epinephrine every minute. Three more shocks at 200 joules. Two halves for two hands to break and make whole. One patient, skin slick and gray. No beats per minute or breaths without two hands to support and assist. Three cracked ribs. Two brothers hugging shoulders, backs against the wall. One chaplain. Too many cycles. No response. One daughter alone. So resilience. It's the new capable these days. In order to work in healthcare, you're supposed to be resilient. Take any online module, it'll tell you how you should just be resilient. So I looked up the definition of resilience in the dictionary. One of the meanings, the primary meaning, is that of toughness. In healthcare, if you're resilient, you never stop. You're stone, steadfast, unyielding, unbreakable. You don't need anyone to help you. Self-reliant. Without the burden of emotions. Without the burden of relationship. And you use that language, don't you? I do it too. I'm fine. I'm okay. Comes with the territory. You win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some. So, healthcare is a game. Suffering and loss and grief are numbers on a scorecard. So you take the hit, shrug it off. Nothing to see here. Sand in my eyes, not crying. There's no crying in healthcare. What? Why? Why is that what we expect? You know who's really resilient? Someone who doesn't care. Someone who isn't vulnerable. Someone tough. They can endure, conquer, be a stone. Should we be unbreakable? Because there's other words for that. Calloused, hardened, burned out. I mean, how resilient do you really want me to be at the bedside of your spouse, your parent, your child? You know, there's another definition for resilience besides tough. Elastic. Something that yields and gives, but springs back. A willow tree moves and gives before the wind, until one day it becomes many willows. And together they form a wall against the wind. That's the willow's purpose. And that's the power of community. One person who can never be broken is someone who doesn't feel or care. And that is not someone who will pick you up when you fall down. That is someone who will step over you on their way by. It's not our ability to stand alone in the face of overwhelming struggle that makes us strong. It's our ability to embrace our vulnerability, to share the burdens of others, and ensure that no one walks alone. Look, listen to me. You know that phrase, physician, heal thyself? So how many of you save other people's lives completely all by yourself? I'll wait. That's right. It's a lie. It's a lie that we're told when we're babies in healthcare. We're told again as we grow. And now you tell it to yourself in the next generation. You don't save another person's life all by yourself. What makes you think that you can save your own?